now that he's in his 15th season, obviously he's won all the Super Bowls and records and stats. What can Tom Brady really realistically get out of training camp this year?
I think, every player, I don't think you don't get to carry any past success into the next training camp. You don't get to carry any past status into the next training camp. And I think that's very clear to our coaches and our players. Nothing's going to be handed to you. Everybody's in a competitive situation, and everybody has things that they can improve upon from either last season or the spring or yesterday's practice or whatever it may be. And I think our focus is on that process. It's not on, well, I don't have this to learn, or I've already done this 15 times, or whatever it may be. We got to go back to school. We got to go learn more things. We got to get better at our techniques and fundamentals. And then hopefully we put a better player on the field at every position. And I think Tom would be the first one to tell you that that's what process he's about to embark on now.
Josh, you mentioned how you can never assume what a player's going to do from one year to the next, you know, better or worse. But a guy like Aaron Dobson, you'd like to think would make that, a big jump in year two. How disappointing or how difficult is it to at least not start off camp with him out there?
Every year we have players that can't necessarily start the season with us. And to me, I think, you can still learn in the meeting rooms. You can still prepare just like you're coming out to practice every day. And then you work hard at, the things that you're doing in order to get back. And I think that's what all of our guys that aren't out here are doing. So I'm not disappointed in that at all. I don't really worry about those kind of things. I can't control them. So whenever our guys are out here that aren't out here now, we're going to be excited to work with them. And we're going to teach and coach them just as hard as we coach the other guys in the classroom.
with Gronk, how much work can you realistically do with him out here if he's obviously coming back a little slowly? And is it good for the rest of the team to maybe have to practice and learn without him in the lineup and figure out ways to move the ball without him?
Having every player out here is great. And Rob's, a part of our process that we're going through. And when he's out here in certain periods, he's getting a lot out of them. And if and when we don't have certain guys, that's just like the season. I mean, we're never in a game where everything goes perfect and you get to use every single player that you wanted to use in every single situation, because there's injuries, there's fatigue, there's all those different things. So training camp is just a microcosm of all that. We got to deal with it every single week during the season. And so, you get used to it now and you carry it through the whole regular season.
Josh, you've been around Tom for such a long time. You've seen him develop. What's different about him now as opposed to when you first started coaching?
Well, when I first started coaching, we were both young, and I think we were both in our 20s. And so, he knows how to prepare himself. He takes great care of his body, but he's always done those things. The thing that's so impressive to me is how he comes back every year just like he's a first or second year guy. He's got that, that glimmer in his eye. He knows camp's getting ready to start. He's excited about everything, from staying at the hotel to, meeting forever, to coming out here and working in 90 degree heat. There's no drop off. And I think that's a great thing for a lot of our young players to see.
Is that unique? Have you seen the other guy?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good. Are there other guys who you've experienced in your time in the league who were similar, or is that a little rare?
I don't know if I haven't been around a lot of guys that maybe were doing it that long, but I think, at that position, when you're fortunate enough to see a guy that embraces this process, after doing it for so many different years and having so much success, I think it's refreshing to see a guy like that do that. It keeps him young. It's a great way to show our young players this is what you want to be like 15 years from now if you're fortunate enough to have a chance to play this long. And we're glad we get his influence on our offensive football team and the entire team in general.
We spent some time up top with Bill, and he talked about personnel and the way it's changed and all the scheme differences and the specialization. Is there a point at which there's nothing new that can be done?
Probably not. No. I'll tell you, we see something new constantly, and the whether it's from our defense, whether we're seeing it that we need to do something different on offense, there's always growth and development of the game. I think that's what keeps the game fresh. I think we've all heard in the last so many years about the spread, mm-hmm. and then we heard about tempo, and you know the wildcat was in vogue a little while. Then it was the quarterback running game. I mean, I don't know exactly what it's going to turn into this year, you know, but we're out here, and part of training camp is a big part of training camp is fundamentals and technique and being a good fundamental team. And another part of it is we have some new things that we want to try because we think it'll give us an advantage. And every team's doing it. So you take 32 teams that are all, you know, they all got good coaches on their staffs. They're all trying to do some different things. You're bound to come up with some new things each week. So it's exciting.
What do you got?
We got a lot of different things. I can't tell you those things, but we're trying some new things today. And, you know, you make some mistakes and you say, you know what, maybe that's not worth it. Let's throw it out. But this was pretty good. And then we were, you know, you talk about different looks you see in practice and you say, you know, we needed something to complement that. And then you creatively do it and figure it out. And I think it's just an evolution. And quite honestly for us, it's every day that is something on the film that we see that we say, you know what, we could probably tweak this and make it better. And, you know, when you take that many variables and that many teams, there's bound to be a lot of different things you're going to see during the course of a year.
It's going to be tough.
Question, guys.
So you've had Jimmy Garoppolo now for like 2 or 3 months. Just what mm-hmm. have you learned about him? What are some of the things that you've noticed about him?
You know, Jimmy's a rookie, and he works extremely hard. He's got a great mindset and approach to trying to learn and get better every day. He's got a long way to go. He's going to make a lot of mistakes between now and you know, the end of training camp to learn from. He's a guy that approaches his job with a good attitude. He comes out here and he's trying to get better at something every day. And you know, it's exciting to have three guys in the same room that they're at different stages of their development in their career, but they all approach learning the same way. You know, they're really excited to get in the meeting room. What can I do better? What did I do that I could fix tomorrow? And Jimmy's no different. Ryan and Tom really take the lead in that. And you know, they obviously the two younger guys got a great guy to learn from. Thanks a lot.